Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You've apologized for stop and frisk repeatedly. What exactly are you apologizing for?
We let it get out of control.
There's seven white people on this stage talking about racial justice.
Neutrally, we just speak up when we want to.
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Okay.
That's my Catholic school training.
Donald Trump stinks. He's right. Incompetent.
We have a self-described great genius. Has told us that this coronavirus is going to end in 2 months.
If we spend the next 4 months tearing our party apart, we're going to watch Donald Trump spend the next 4 years tearing our country apart.
And there you have it. Yep. The Democrat debate.
Otherwise known as the clown show.
Yeah, I know.
Tara, I tried to watch that last night. I really did. And I mean, from the very first question, I give CBS credit. Very first question, perfect. They talked about how great the economy is right now. How are you going to keep that going? And of course, it goes to Sanders, and the clown show started from right there. He is an economics change denier. That's what it is. Economy change denier. That is Bernie Sanders. That's your Democrat Party. They completely deny that this economy is going on. Granted, there are challenges. There are things going on from day to day. This whole downturn in the stock market over the past couple of days over the coronavirus, which I think is completely overblown. But then what do I know? They completely deny the fact that we have record unemployment, that we have record low unemployment for minorities, whether that is African-Americans, whether that is Hispanics, whether that is women. We have increases in salaries across the board, and you've got Bernie Sanders sitting there saying, this economy is only helping the rich people like Michael Bloomberg. You got to be kidding me.
Well, we could always refer back to our friend James Clyburn, who assured us that the only other time there's been more employment for black people was slavery.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find too many folks wanting to go back there, Congressman.
Well, he's the number three official in the Democrat Party, number three.
Yep.
So, I mean, even Clyburn admits this is the best employment economy for black people in our lifetimes.
Economy change deniers. That's what they are.
Yeah, but they want to take it back. They want to undo all of it. It's the most racist thing I've ever heard. Honest to God, when they talk about the economy, I'm like, wow. I mean, the number three in the Democrat Party literally admits, I'm still not over this, Lee, admits this is the best employment economy we have ever seen. He said since slavery, which was awful.
Yeah.
But okay, we'll go with what he said. It's not how I would have put it, but all right.
I just don't consider slavery employment.
No, that was a really sick, twisted comment. But anyway, by Representative Clyburn, just to be clear, not by us. We played that earlier. But okay, so you're admitting it's the best employment economy for black people in our lifetimes. What did they tell us last night they're going to do? They're going to reverse everything that Trump has done. So you want to go back to not the best employment economy for black people, for minorities, for women. I mean, we go on and on and on and on. Okay. You're just shaking your head. There you go. Joe Biden. Wow. Joe Biden, 150 million Americans have been killed by guns since 2007. Did you know that?
So there should probably be the population of this country should be down considerably.
By about a half.
Yeah, about half.
Half the country has been
killed.
That we know of. By guns in the last Since 2007, here we go.
Them eliminated, except we had a thing called an election with hanging chads in Florida, and it was not reauthorized. In addition to that, I passed the Brady bill with waiting periods. I led that fight. But my friend on my right and others have, in fact, also given to the gun manufacturers absolute immunity. Imagine if I stood here and said, we give immunity to drug companies. We give immunity to tobacco companies. That has caused carnage on our streets. 150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability.
Okay. Whatever, Joe.
Somebody has got to say, Uncle Joe, come with us.
Well, you went, no, somebody did. Did you see this? The former White House doctor, you know how former White House doctor put a tweet out after watching the last 2 weeks of Biden on the campaign trail and said that Biden's mind is scary. It's a frightening thing. It's really scary. And that he really needs a, it was a former White House doctor Ronnie Jackson called Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's mind scary on Tuesday in a tweet and suggested that Biden may need to undergo cognitive testing.
Yeah, he is cognitively challenged.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday we played it for you. He told everybody to vote for him for U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
He has said that his son was the U.S. Attorney General, his son who passed away. He was not. The U.S. Attorney General. He was a state attorney general, but he's not the U.S. Attorney General. And then actually given four Pinocchios by the Washington Post for saying he'd been arrested in South Africa, along with the U.S. ambassador for just trying to go see Nelson Mandela. And again, they called the ambassador who's still alive. Were you arrested with Joe? Were you trying to see Nelson Mandela? No, that didn't happen. Again, Joe was a sitting senator at the time. So the arrest of a senator for trying to see Nelson Mandela in jail would have been a major international incident. There would be much reporting on it. There isn't any because it didn't happen. Anyway, Washington Post gave it four Pinocchios and on we went. He just makes stuff up.
Yeah.
Democrat privilege. You just get to make stuff up. Just make it up. Whatever.
The whole thing sounded to me like too many people had too many Red Bulls last night.
It was wild
last
night.
It was out of control and it was not pretty. You know, here's the party that talks about Donald Trump being a bully. I thought there were seven bullies on that stage bullying each other in the American electorate last night.
Yeah, and you know what was interesting, honestly? Okay, so you're in South Carolina, you're in Charleston, you're having this debate. Two-thirds of the Democrat, you know, primary electorate in South Carolina is black. And, Pete Buttigieg got it right. We're sitting up here, we're a bunch of white people, we are lecturing black people about social justice. All the black people who are running are not on the stage because the rules could not be changed for them until Bloomberg bought the election.
Yeah.
You know? So what is your choice? An aging communist and a guy who bought his way into the election who happens to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
That's your choice in the Democrat primary. And they want to give black people a lecture on social justice. If they actually meant it, they would have changed the rules for the minority candidates.
Well, let's make this point.
But they did not.
Make this point once again. Michael Bloomberg is not on the ballot in South Carolina. And he's on the debate stage. Why? Why do you have a candidate who is not on the ballot in a debate in a state where he's not on the ballot?
Because he wrote enough checks for the right people.
Well,
that's what he did. Speaking of, did you see the hilarious Bloomberg Freudian slip last night? Boy, this tells you the mind of this guy. He slipped and said he bought a lot of the Democrat candidates for Congress last year in 2018.
I didn't see that. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I could not watch this last night. You know, after the first few seconds, my eyes were bleeding. I was just like, I can't take this. There's just not enough blood pressure medication for me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You haven't memories triggered by seeing something? You see something you haven't seen in a year, years. Maybe you go somewhere you haven't been in years, and bam, the memories hit you. It's a wild feeling, isn't it? Happens to me when I go home to Charlotte. It's just good. I'm exhausted by the time I leave. Just all the memories hitting me in that place. Well, your pet is the same. Likely remembering more than you think they might. This is according to new research out of Denmark. Your pets also have episodic memory, just like you do. It's triggered by things like locations, just as our memories are. Really cool. Finding out our animals' brains are more and more like ours. It's not surprising. We're all mammals, after all. Eugene in Pauline. Haven't heard from you for a while, sir. How you doing?
Oh, doing well. Listen every morning.
Oh, thank you. What's in your mind?
Oh, I heard old Chuck Schumer this morning talking about that coronavirus, saying how inept what Donald Trump's doing about it. And I'd like to mention to Mr. Schumer them leaving the border open and letting illegals come across unvaccinated. It killed some of our kids up here from different diseases. I didn't see them getting too concerned about that.
No, they don't care. They don't care. They want the border wide open, and they want to flog Trump verbally for not doing enough to contain the flow of the virus. That's the Democrat plan right there. Now, keep in mind, these are the people, Eugene, who have said that this is the plan that has been adopted by most of the candidates in the field. If you show up on our border and you have a child, any kid, grab one, don't matter, kidnap them, buy them, whatever, you will not be stopped. You cannot be detained. You will get a ticket to appear in court, but you not be stopped. So, I mean, but somehow we're supposed to contain a pandemic. Go figure that one out.
All I can say is Trump 2020.
Yep.
Y'all have a good day.
Well, thank you very much, Eugene and Pauline. Appreciate your phone call. 800-347-1063. What'd you think of the debate? Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Let's go there. Text writes, hey, Tara, please pick up on Trey Gowdy's statements to quit giving the leaker Adam Schiff intelligence briefings. You would not know it from watching the news, but leaking classified intelligence, giving it to the media, is illegal unless you're Adam Schiff. No, seriously, it's illegal unless you're Adam Schiff. Otherwise, it's okay. Just take the classified data and use it against the president. Folks, God, I told you in the months after 2016, I'm like a broken record. But you're watching it all come true. Intelligence will now be gathered for political purposes. The intelligence community, if they were not stopped, I predicted this in 2016, right after the election. If the intelligence community was not stopped, intelligence gathering would become a political operation. The intelligence community would become inseparable from the Democrat Party in terms of campaign research. And we would never have an election free of them again. That they would take classified data, weaponize it, selectively leak it, lie, break the law in the process, and they would influence elections. And here we go. Here we go. What did I say? Well, you know, we're looking to see the Senate might flip from control from Republican to Democrat. Got two senators here. We're on the ground, and it's a week to go before the election. Still haven't heard from the intel community. They'll be leaking something any moment. Now, will there be a last-minute leak? Week to go from the presidential election, waiting for that last-minute intel leak. These people think they're God. And Trey Gowdy said the obvious about this. He said the intel agencies, they got to stop leak. They got to stop briefing Adam Schiff. You know, I am sick and tired of hearing about the rule of law and nobody's above the law. What did the Democrats tell us that day? No. Adam Schiff tells us that day in and day out. Adam Schiff, Democrat, head of the Intelligence Committee, led the impeachment effort. Nobody's above the law. Who leaked it? We know. Adam Schiff can figure it out. The intel community gives him people's phone records illegally. Why don't you go figure out who leaked that out of his committee? The stuff about the Russians, which, by the way, was wrong. See, this is how they're weaponizing intel. Intel is given in a closed-door setting. You pick and choose what intel you illegally leak to create public impressions. They're all in on it together. Here's Trey Gowdy on the intel agency should stop briefing Adam Schiff.
Over a year, we were lectured by the D.C. media and the Democrats that no one is above the law. Remember that? How many times have we heard? No one's above the law, apparently, except whoever leaks classified information out of Adam Schiff's committee. So what the Intelligence Committee needs to give some thought to is stop briefing someone who has a history and is an epidemic leaker. Quit briefing him.
No. No, the Intel Committee's out there selectively briefing in classified settings. And God knows what other way, knowing it'll be leaked. I mean, this is an absolute constitutional crisis. And it's war. It is a political war on the executive branch. Trey Gowdy also talked about the Russian collusion and how, it took us 2 years last time to debunk that. This time in the Intelligence Committee, it took 2 minutes. That's the point at which the Democrats and Republicans ask, hey, could you show us the underlying intelligence that shows that, you know, Russia's interfering in the 2020 election? Oh, yeah. We don't have any. We don't have any of that. We were just putting stuff out there for you to selectively leak.
We spent 2 years, at least 2 years, for Mueller to tell us there was no evidence of collusion. It took 2 minutes. This time for us to find out there was no evidence. As soon as a Republican asked this briefer in the classified House intel briefing, what evidence do you have to support that assessment? The answer was none. So praise the Lord. It took 2 years last time. It took 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Texter writes, I will never watch another debate for laughs. I had nightmares all night long. See, that's, you don't need to do that. Okay, because I do that for you. They pay me the big bucks. I get, you know, the psychological counseling to get over the PTSD. So I'll just tell you what they said. It's just don't do that to yourself. Your life is too short. It's one of the things I do for you. Texter writes, the next Democratic match should be on the WWE Network tables, ladders, and chairs match.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There's been an injustice, an omission, an untruth. There is Terra Servatius. Forensic journalist.
There's only one thing you need to know to understand the coronavirus hysteria in the media yesterday, tanking the stock market. Only one fact you need to know. It has nothing to do with viruses. The only thing you need to know is that 5 days ago, the stock market was this close to hitting 30,000. That would have been a milestone, a huge victory for Trump. Historic milestone. Wasn't supposed to happen. Like everything else economically for Trump did anyway. Beat the forecast. Couldn't let it happen. This is why... Boom, boom, boom. They're pounding this coronavirus. Let me tell you what happened yesterday. It was remarkable. You are going to hear hysteria today. There were two dueling press conferences yesterday. One with Alex Azar, the head of Health and Human Services. The other one was by a Dr. Nancy Messonnier. Dr. Nancy works for Alex Azar, but she went on her own and decided to have a press conference. She also works for the Centers for Disease Control. Okay, so Alex Azar comes out. He is the head of Health and Human Services. And he says, listen, it's not perfect. Probably get some more cases in the U.S., but we got it largely under control with the coronavirus. What? That sound like any news you heard yesterday? No, because the mainstream media ignored Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who, by the way, is also heading up the coronavirus task force. You'd think he'd like, no, they totally ignored that. And they went with the dueling press conference held by his employee, Dr. Nancy Messonnier, a middle manager at the CDC. Why? Well, Alex Azar was assuring the American people that we largely got coronavirus under control for now. And I'm going to present the evidence of that that the media does not want you to see in a minute. Dr. Nancy Messonnier was fomenting hysteria. Some of you should know about Dr. Nancy Messonnier before I tell you what she said yesterday. That'll make all this make sense. Dr. Nancy Messonnier is the sister of Rod Rosenstein. The one who signed those FISA warrants, you know, the one with the 17 felonious cases of perjury, those. Yeah, he signed off on those. He was the number two, who really was a number two at the Justice Department, that Rod Rosenstein. This is his sister. Let's talk about weaponized agencies. So the media ignored the press conference by Alex Azar, who would know him. He's the head of the coronavirus task force, again, the head of Health and Human Services, and went with some mid-level employee instead. Because, hey, whatever hurts Trump the worst. What did this loon say? Dr. Nancy Messonnier had this to say. Just absolute hysteria. The disruption from the coronavirus, this is in the U.S. mainland. She forecast the disruption to everyday life from the coronavirus might be severe. Quote, we are asking the American public to work with us to prepare for the expectation that this could be bad. I understand this whole situation may seem overwhelming and that disruption to everyday life may be severe. But these are things that people need to start thinking about, she said. I mean, it was hysteria. This is why they tanked the market yesterday. I cannot let it get to 30,000. Can't do that. She said schools should consider dividing students into smaller groups or close schools, use internet-based teleschooling. She did, you know, she organized her own conference call with the media. We are asking the American people to work with us to prepare for the expectation this could be bad, she said. For adults, businesses can replace in-person meetings with video or telephone conferences and increase teleworking options, Messner said. She said local communities and cities may need to modify, postpone, or cancel mass gatherings. If you're going to have surgery, don't. Hospitals may need to triage patients differently. Add more telehealth services, delay elective surgery. This sounds like a disaster. What did our boss have to say yesterday? See, because I bet you didn't hear much about that because the media was too busy trying to tank the stock market. Here's what her boss, Alex Azar, said yesterday.
We've actually contained the spread of this virus here in the United States at this point. We now have 14 cases of U.S. identified virus here. These are cases not from bringing people back from Japan or from China, but U.S. cases, 14. We've had 14 for 2 weeks now with no change.
Does that sound like we need to start telecommuting you? Call off mass gatherings? Start going to school online? What the heck? Are you kidding me? But the media knew that they knew the fix was in. They know who's in a club and who's not in a club. They knew they went with Dr. Messner, who held her own press conference and ignored the head of the CDC or the head of the Health and Human Services Department, which, by the way, is over the CDC. So, like, how bad we talking here? How bad is this thing? Like, how many cases have been contracted from person-to-person contact in the U.S.? We're going to have this level of hysteria. How many would you get? 70, 700? Two cases. Shut the schools down. Oh, my God. No, it's about shutting the stock market down. Can't let him get that 30,000. Can't do it. Folks, these people are literally willing to destroy the country. I mean, they were telling us just days ago the Russians are already hacking the 2020 election. That was a lie, too. They pal up to Iran if it'll help make Trump look bad. I mean, what? Okay, here's the deal, all right? This is where we are. No new cases in 2 weeks, okay? Nothing has changed in 2 weeks, yet Messner's out there hysterical. The CDC confirms there are 53 known cases in the U.S., 40 of them came from passengers repatriated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship that was quarantined off the coast of Japan. No need to get hysterical about that. Three patients were infected in Wuhan, later evacuated to the U.S., and yes, the rest were U.S. persons infected while traveling overseas prior to the January 31st travel ban. Now, look, I'm not going to say that this won't, you know, come here, or we won't pass it around the country somewhere. It might not get worse. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is the hysteria you're hearing in the media right now is fake. It's totally fake. Now, I just told you, two actual cases of person-to-person transmission in the U.S. That's it. Now, listen to how ABC reported this.
The Centers for Disease Control is now advising employers and schools to think about planning for widespread disruptions, like limiting travel and large meetings, allowing workers to telework, and closing schools or allowing internet school work.
We want people to be ready in terms of if we do see community spread, what would that mean to you?
Two cases, y'all. Yeah, so then the Democrats piled on, because it's all scripted. Your news isn't real. It's just manipulative talking points.
Approach right now seems to be take two aspirin and call us in the morning.
This is the Democrat press conference.
I'd like to see us investing more than we have been and probably more than we're even planning at this stage.
Meanwhile, the Trump team insists the economic fallout should be minimal.
We have contained this, I won't say airtight, but pretty close to airtight.
As Larry Kudlow. Tell us again, Secretary of Health and Human Resources, Alex Azar, how many cases are we talking about?
We've actually contained the spread of this virus here in the United States at this point. We now have 14 cases of U.S.-identified virus here. These are cases not from bringing people back from Japan or from China, but U.S. cases, 14. We've had 14 for 2 weeks now with no change.
It's fake. Fake story. Look, if it gets real and it starts spreading, we'll let you know. But that's not right now. It's not happening. They saw a 1,000-point drop on Tuesday and they went, man, let's pound that down. They can't let them get to 30,000, folks. It doesn't matter if they wreck the economy. It doesn't matter whose life they affect. It doesn't matter who they hurt. Destroying their country, this country is their game anyway. And they tried it again yesterday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's jump on the Ingles Advantage talk line to talk to Benjamin in Greer. Hey, Benjamin.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for taking my call. You took the words right out of my mouth. What happened to the whole Ebola virus with Obama? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You are spot on. The other point I want to make about the debate last night, they're talking about taxing the taxpayers millions and millions of dollars to pay for free health care, free college, all of this. America was founded on entrepreneurship. Do they think that the entrepreneurs that are millions in America are just going to hand over all their money to pay for all that? They will send all their businesses back overseas, China, Japan, everywhere else, and it will cripple this economy and put us back into another depression. That's what will happen.
No, no, no. See, but that's not bad, though. From their point of view.
For them, it's not. Yeah.
No, no, it's not. It's not, because the worse off people are, the better off they are. I mean, when they think mass job loss, no, they just think more people on welfare. That's good for them. They're permanently poor. Go ahead.
I wish somebody on that panel would ask them that question. How do you think the entrepreneurs are just going to hand you that money? I'd like to know how they're going to get it. That's what I want to know.
Well, you're going to love this sound clip, Benjamin, because that was actually asked. And, you know, when a lot of the Democrats were running on the free health care for all thing, it was verboten from the media ask about it. But now that the media would like to eliminate a couple of them, we're getting some little bit of actual journalism. Listen to this chaos from last night.
You've said Medicare for all will
over
cost $30 trillion. Can you do the math for the rest of us?
How many hours do you have?
Math does not add up. And that is three times the American economy.
And it doesn't take 2 hours to do the math. Because let's talk about what it adds up.
Let's talk about math.
Let's talk about math indeed.
Let's talk about math.
Okay, so here's the math. It adds up to 4 more years of Donald Trump.
There you go.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, though, Benjamin. They're all running on a socialized healthcare plan. That's the irony of that clip. Bernie's is, you know, all more immediate, but their plans are all to socialize healthcare. Every one of them has essentially the same plan. They're just going to get there at a different rate. So when they're screaming at Bernie, go, I gotta play with their plan, they don't know how they're going to pay for their own plans.
I just hope the American people are watching these buffoons up there. I mean, it's a scream. I watched every minute of it, but I hope they're watching and saying, there is no way I would vote for any of those people. I'm going to stick with Donald Trump and come out in mass numbers and vote November 3rd. That's what needs to happen.
Yep. I absolutely hope that is the case, Benjamin, and that's what happens. Thank you for your phone call. 800-347-1063 is the Ingles Advantage talk line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Steve from Dark Corners here. I have a suggestion for Mayor Pete's running mate, Archie Bunker. Texter writes, sounds like he said there were 14 cases that originated in the U.S., not two. No, 14 cases in the U.S. of the coronavirus. That is correct. Two cases of in-U.S. transmission. So glad you asked about that so I could clarify. So only two people have managed to catch it from on the ground in the U.S. transmission. That's it. Folks, this is not a disaster. It's not. It may be. I'm not saying that won't happen, but it's not right now. If you got some time today, go buy stock. Trump's right. This market's going straight back up. Get a nice discount right now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.